Hello, everybody. Continuing with the next subsection, the most valuable thing God created. A human life is precious, the most valuable thing God created. It is not anyone's private property to do with as he pleases. It says we can't end it casually. A person is required to take care of it. It says how serious is this directive? Listen to this. It transcends normative commandments. The sages provide a three-word Aramaic halakhic usage guide for the body, kamira, sekanta, Mi'isura, meaning the prohibition of endangerment to life is more severe than other transgressions. And the Shulchan Aruch elaborates on this. He says, when there is danger, regard for human life takes precedent over a breach of Jewish law. Moreover, even should there be a possibility, a minor possibility of a hazard to human life, called a pekuah nefesh, the directive to prevent danger to human life overrides the laws and was obligated to violate Jewish law if necessary in order to do so. Of course, we know the most common example of this, perhaps, is pekuah nefesh, is doka Shabbos, that we have something that someone's sick, we could override the Shabbos. You know, if someone has to go to the hospital, we could get in the car, we could drive if we have to, for any reason. And not for any reason, if it's real danger to a person's life, because one's life is more important than anything. I said the determination that we're talking about is based upon the verse in Vayikra. Just read the English. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. And the sages here inferred from the verse that man shall live by the commandments of the Torah and not die as a consequence of observing them. So important is this principle of Jewish law that it must be heeded, even should a majority of rabbis decide otherwise. The sanctity of Shabbat is great, but the sanctity of human life is greater. And then it talks about even if it's a danger to one's life, he should not fast in Yom Kippur. There's two stories, one I hear, one I'll tell. The one story is this, the Chazon Ish, who was said he was so involved in his learning that year, it was dangerous for him to fast. He prohibited himself from fasting on Kippur. And here's another story. It talks about in 1848, the height of a severe cholera epidemic, which had killed many thousands in Russia. And there was Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the most prominent rabbi perhaps at the time, or one of them, Yoshiva, renowned founder of the Musar movement. And he directed that on Yom Kippur, in order to save lives, people are prohibited from fasting. He underscored this. He went from shul to shul, prohibiting people from fasting. And in front of their very eyes, he would eat in front of them on Yom Kippur. Again, this underscores this whole idea that the author is talking about, that Hashem values our life tremendously. And if we do anything contrary to that, that is a violation of Torah law. And therefore, not taking care of our bodies is therefore also a violation of Torah law, because it could lead to a danger to our lives. Thank you so much. Have a great day.